Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Round 4 contest recording. Maybe now those of you left have come to realize what I have said since day one. This summer contest is a test. It is an endurance challenge to see just how far and how long you'll last. And out of the dozens or so that entered the first round or participated at some point in GGW, we've whittled it all down to the gems, the final four. Well, the four at least that entered this particular round. So, let's get started, shall we? First up on the list is Solar. Well, howdy, Solar. Let's hit up the discussion of this work. To start, you do still need to work on your poetry punctuation. There were things here that just need not be, and it made reading tedious, up until the point that I just applied the rhythm I wanted. Speaking of rhythm, I have to ask if you read this aloud. There were quite a few places where I think a simple change of words or the dropping of a useless article would do wonders for the flow. Also, what the hell was up with the tiz? There's nothing wrong with incorporating a striking word that stands out, almost blasphemous against the backdrop of the language that you provide, but to do so on that word was a waste, in my opinion. It didn't fit and made me immediately question why. The main issue I have with this piece is that you didn't fashion a concrete story. For example, your observation provokes desperation. Ignite your candle. Illuminate the darkness that surrounds. Enlighten them. Reveal the mysteries before divine perspective is extinguished. What desperation? Who are they? You established a path and then immediately jumped off for something else. Really, in all honesty, I think you perhaps drew this out a little too much and produced something that really lacked a punching image. Imagine for a second that this instead was your piece, with a few touches thrown in from me, that's dirty. So I rewrote a piece using your story as a backdrop or your poem as a backdrop, tweaked it a little bit for my own personal taste, and came up with this. Venture into uncharted territory with a feverish desire to profess in cartography. An urge exists to contribute a relic, a stepping stone to bridge the void. Upon the blessing of this expedition do the hinges of the Pythos Noir break. Your screams accompany futility, entwined about apocalyptic archaeology. There's no chance to turn back. You have your jagged islands of decaying humanity, useless piles of debris that mask despair as bounty. That luminous residue known as envy, tempting your knowledge-starved soul, from its unbridled promises of emerald, maybe a gem can be plucked. Lifetimes will be dedicated, attempting to rediscover that which the gods cursed us to forget. No pilgrimage will ever compensate our loss. That roadmap home washed away long ago. On to more positive things. You set up the imagery very well, in my opinion. I think this could have used some touching up, but we are well into higher order things here. Poetry is great for using as a literary pocket punch. People don't want to necessarily be sucked into a poem that goes on and on and on and on. I'm not saying that you should write three-line poems or puny shit that doesn't really have any development whatsoever, but it seems you let the writing expand beyond your message, and that's never really a good idea. I was pleased to see that despite this, your stanzas made me think. They made my brain paint that portrait, and that's always a fucking plus. Swing! Moving on. Scrolling through the word file. And gonna send a message. Oh yeah. Who? Selby. There were a couple of grammatical issues with this one. I know these types too. They're the words placed, you know, as though you had written something and then you changed it but forgot to take something out. And that's fine, because I really liked what your shit had to say. It wasn't blowout entertaining in the way that PK's piece was in this round, as you will hear, but it had a philosophical twist to it that I appreciated. You say that you wrote this on the fly, but aside from the minor issues, I found this to be your best fucking piece. One note, though. You focused on your character's insomnia, but then immediately went into this whole, like, oh, I recovered things through my dream shit. And that really doesn't make any sense, and I found it to be a tad contradictory. But other than that, I think you really banked some entertainment points here. I thought it was very original, and once again, aside from the few, you know, really, really, really minor grammatical mistakes, it was well written, and that's a plus. In fact, thus far, I would say everyone has stepped up their game in a way that pleases me quite greatly. Oh, yeah. Time to go to TLM. I really like this shit. One F7 mistake in here, but it didn't take away from the power of your work. The connection to your life makes this a very touching read that was captivating and, well, quite frankly, a tad bit humorous. I could not help but laugh and chuckle at the fate of those tough-ass motherfuckers who wake up to what the common person would see as weak and humiliating. It definitely... it just had all the pieces of that ironic puzzle kind of fitting together. And I mean, just the fact that I have also talked to you outside of the poem and I know about your job, it's just one of those things where I sit there and my mind is rambling to say this in the way that I want to. I blame the flight that I just got back from. Whatever. Cheap cop-out, but I'm going to roll with it. Not only did you write something that pertained to you, but you wrote something that you have let me see outside of the work. So, to some extent, it is something that I have been personally exposed to and can thus understand. And by choosing a topic that is important to you, as well as something that I get, you have essentially squared your power on the literary stage. You've hit two different angles, you know? Mathematical? Yeah. Square. Alright, now I'm getting ridiculous, so I'm just gonna go on now. Sorry about that. Time to scroll through PK. Yeah. I caught a few relatively simple errors in this one, PK. Nothing major, but a fine tune-up wouldn't hurt. You absolutely motherfucking banked the entertainment value on this. It was glorious, adventurous, and, to sum it up nicely, purely captivating. However, shades of Underworld bled silver nitrate all over this shit. The question is the story a werewolf itself or not? Ooh, how mysterious and cheesy, but I'll roll with it. You built your own characters, definitely a plus. You wove a great story together, also a plus. But how do I judge the elements that made me say, I saw this in a movie, like 5 years ago, probably more. It's been a while. And that is the only real issue I have with this. You took a character, you made great shit happen, I could visualize the fight sequences, the tempo was set absolutely perfectly, it was great, it was fun, I didn't even take my eyes away from the screen, but I couldn't shake the feeling of holy crap, this is Underworld. And that made me sad. But that's the only thing that made me sad. So job well done. So now I shall speak more generally. Because I can. And I'm tired and I'm going to ramble. And you can sit there and fucking deal with it. So, there are 3 rounds left. And essentially, the 4 people that I have critiqued in this round are essentially the only ones who are actually capable of winning GGW or the Prism at all at this point. AF may still be in there too. I think AF actually mathematically can still do it. The point is, in terms of the contest finale, these next 3 rounds are the most important. This is where those people get discouraged if they haven't improved enough yet and they bail. I mean, just look around. Just look at how bustling the contest was in rounds 1 and 2 compared to how it is now. And I think you can understand, this is a test, and very few people fucking pass it. It's like I said, I can count the number of people who have submitted entries through the entire GGW round, probably on my hands. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's true. The first one, there were two. Second one, maybe three. I mean, it's a slim crowd at this point. So I will try and say, well, I will say that you should all try to continue to participate through the remaining three rounds. It has never been this close amongst four different people. And trust me, it's very close at this point, and no one should be giving up at all. Especially because, quite frankly, you don't know what other people are going to do. I've had people all of a sudden not be able to get an entry in and just say, well, I can't get an entry in, shit comes up, fuck it, you know, sorry. And, it sucks for them, but that's just how it is, you know. It's a 7-round contest, you have to fucking just do it. Also, quite honestly, it's great practice, and I think that has been a mainstay of this thread, especially through the summer. There's been a lot of helping one another and developing one another's skills and being, well, quite frankly, good neighbors, if that makes any sense. I think there's definitely some friendship shit going on in here, and to me that's always nice to see. I just hope that it continues. Now, if you aren't in this group of people, I would say submit anyway. I mean, you may not have a chance to win. It may not be even mathematically possible. But the fact of the matter is, you know, AGWL season number 2 is going to be starting in October, regardless of whether you're here or not. So why not jump in, get to know how things roll in here a little bit better? Because I would really like to see AGWL season 2 have a lot more activity at the start. I would love to see, you know, 2, 3, 4 contests in on this shit in October with, you know, a few dozen people getting involved and really participating throughout the year. And really, for AGWL Season 1, the only person who really entered all the contests was PK. And I would love to see, you know, just how things would unfold if we had, you know, that sort of dedication and participation from a lot more people. It would certainly make things a hell of a lot more interesting. Probably a hell of a lot more stressful for the participants, too. But, you know, whatever. That's beside the point. I mean, the whole idea is to develop the community more. And I'm now sorry that I've rambled on and on and on and on. But, you know, whatever. It's what I do. I'm Wing. Go fuck yourselves. And with that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!